30 goons break into your office and confiscate your computers, your hard drives, your files, and with them, a big chunk of your institutional memory. Who are you going to call? Well, in this case, the Global Investigative Journalism Network, an NGO of which the Crimean Center for Investigative Journalism is a member. The organization worked swiftly and secretly with the San Francisco-based Internet Archive to restore the Crimean Center's entire web history. One of the coordinators of this effort is David E. Kaplan, the executive director of the Global Investigative Journalism Network.
The day after it happened, I'm riding in an elevator with a very friendly guy. We introduce each other, and he says he's from the Internet Archive. Do you know what that is? Well, any good investigative journalist knows about the Wayback Machine.
This is Brewster Kahle's vision of essentially backing up the entire Internet.
They've backed up the web. Yes, it's just terrific. But there are a lot of holes in it, particularly outside the U.S. And this Ukrainian site, the Crimean Center for Investigative Journalism, had not been backed up except in the sparest of ways. And I said, can you guys back up the Crimean Center? They have the best people in the world to back up an archive site. And they're able to grab not only the text now, but the graphics, the photos, the captions. We now have a complete digital record of what this gutsy frontline Center for Investigative Journalism has done in Crimea. We have digitally archived their entire record of publishing.
The pages that were recovered are in Ukrainian, in Russian, English, what language?
They're mostly in Ukrainian. Most of the staff does not speak English, so we were working through our colleagues in Kiev to figure out what was going on and monitoring what the team in Simferopol was publishing, because they had documented the entire attack. There was video. They took photos. They quoted these guys as they came through the door.
That's pretty crazy. So they were actually interviewing the guys dispatched to oppress them.
Well, they were quoting them. I'm not sure what's an interview situation. If you look on our site, there's one that actually got tweeted around a lot. Quote, we will try to agree on the correct, truthful coverage of events.
Yeah. Was there anything that particularly struck you as being indispensable that you were grateful that you were able to salvage?
These guys have specialized in corruption and national security stories. And these are both cutting-edge issues in Ukraine. I mean, Yanukovych was driven from office in large part because of corruption. The real stories have not come out yet. And I think it's one of the reasons that this Crimean Center was targeted, because they have been digging up dirt on corruption. They've also had a regular TV program on national security, raising uncomfortable issues for the people in power. So it wasn't a mistake that as Russian troops are streaming into Crimea, this place, the adjacent independent press office, and the public TV and radio station were all targeted.
Now, you mentioned that there are 90 other such organizations around the world. Are you going to be proactive with them now to try to do the same thing for them before there's a crisis in play?
It's a great question, and indeed, this is very much on our minds. A lot of our membership, nearly half, are in developing and conflict-ridden countries, and these are journalists who, you know, the freedoms we take for granted of publishing, of access to information, of access to tools and digital media, they have to fight for every day. And it's really on our minds. So we'd like to work with the Internet Archive to get them all backed up and then figure out how to go forward. The great equalizer now, Bob, is all these digital tools that we have. You know, we've lost a lot of investigative reporters and investigative teams around the world. We're able to do so much more with these tools now than we could, you know, even 5 years ago. It's pretty exciting.
Have you been in touch with the folks at the Crimean Center? Are they back up and running?
Strangely, the authorities have not shut down their site. They're still publishing. They just don't have access to their office or much of their equipment anymore. But they're in their homes, and we understand they're all safe. But it's pretty dangerous on the road. Journalists are getting hassled at checkpoints, and there's a sister, Crimean Center, and the director of that has been assaulted and her camera taken. So these are not good times for the media there.
David, thank you.
Pleasure. Thanks for paying attention to this.
David E. Kaplan is the executive director of the Global Investigative Journalism Network. Twitter handle @GIJN.